The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, it is 8:40. It is very cold outside, but before you know it, it's going to be time for spring traditions like proms and all those fun social events that kids look forward to, and there will be a big prom expo tomorrow, a chance for you to look firsthand at some of the fashions that are up and coming, and this is all put on by The Closet by A Beautiful Me. Lorianne Vogt is here, the retail manager at The Closet. Good morning, Lorianne.
Good morning, and first I just want to say it's actually Sunday.
Okay, Sunday.
Sunday,
okay.
February 5th. It's on Sunday.
Mark that on your calendar for Sunday. What time and where?
It's going to be from 12 to 2 at Sperry's in their second floor dinner house.
And so let's talk about the event itself. What's going to happen there?
Well, we put it together so it'd be sort of like a one-stop shop for prom girls. We're going to have vendors. And what's great about it is each vendor has something that they specialize in. Like, I won't be able to name them all, but to give you an example, like Jan's hair design. They're going to be there showing different updos, hair colors. We have Spa Blue showing manicures and that. And then we got Dahlia's Beauty Bar that's doing everything. But girls, bring your guys, because we are going to have tuxedos from PC Tuxedos, and Patrick and James is going to be there too. So we have a nice selection, and then to top it all off, The Closet's going to do a prom show.
Neat.
So we're going to show brand new prom dresses that we have in. So that's perfect. So, because actually this starts prom season. I think the earliest prom that we've seen coming up is in April, so the girls are already shopping. So this is perfect. We even have Wonder Wolf Entertainment showing their balloon display. So let's say not only are you shopping for prom, but you're looking forward to your open house. We have people like that. We have Blushed and Bronze for spray tans. Let's say you need to get your tan on before. So I'm telling you, we have a little bit of everything. And something that's fun is the museum's going to be there because they have their trolley. And so have you ever thought about getting all your friends together and taking the trolley out to dinner, right?
Proms have really changed, I think, since
I'm with you there, yes.
Since a few years ago when, I mean, it was always a special night. It was always a nice dress and a tux and a nice dinner out and and things like that. But, I mean, now it's almost like planning a wedding, isn't it?
It is, because even if you think about it, even the way the boys ask the girls to prom now. I mean, that's so different than before. Hey, you want to,
The prom now, proposal, yeah.
Right? So now it's so special. And that's why we want to make it a special event for the girls.
Yeah.
Because there may be even some things there that they may not even, my passion's going to have jewelry and handbags. And I can go on and on because we tried to do a little. We have photographs by Emily. So say you want to come with your friends off of the trolley after you're here and there and get some pictures taken like you always see by the water, by the bridge. So, yeah, that's a lot of fun things like that.
Well, and it really kind of goes with the mission of the Closet, right, where you have repurposed dresses and, you know, they could get a new life. Because oftentimes, you know, a prom, how many times are you going to wear your prom dress?
Once. And I tell you the funniest things is that when I have parents come in and say, okay, my daughters are gone, they moved on. But they left their dresses for me that they swore, I'll wear more than once, I promise. And so then we're lucky to get them because these are beautiful gowns.
Sure.
And another thing you said, it's sort of like weddings. Think about it. Some of these brand new prom dresses can cost up to $500.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a store in Detroit that donated dresses, brand new dresses to us. And I'm the one that gets them on the floor and that. And I'm taking off tags that say $700, $900. And at the Closet, the most we sell them for is $100. So you're getting a $500, $600 dress for $100. And then, like I said, or we get the dress that's worn once and brought in. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, we want to make it affordable for the girls to shop in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So this event coming up on Sunday, again, it's going to be at Sperry's.
Yes.
And are tickets being sold? Do people need to register ahead? What's the deal?
No,
there?
This is another great thing about it is it's free to get in. It's free for the prom girls to come in. bring your mom, because, you know, sometimes mom has the pocketbook, right?
Right.
So bring them in, bring your dates, but it's all free. Yeah. So that way you can get, because, you know, another thing which is interesting, and I don't know if you can give an opinion on this or not, but years ago when we went, right, mm-hmm. you get the corsage or the boutonniere and all that.
Right, right.
So we have the flower niche there, because I was asking different questions. Do kids still do this, right?
It's a good question.
Right? Because, you know,
I don't know.
It's been a day and a half for me, right?
Me as well.
And so, and they still do, but now they're zipping it up a little bit more, different things that they can do. So, or maybe they never even thought of that.
Right.
Right? So they can come in and see different examples of that, too.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting for somebody to have that new crazy idea of, what are we going to do with a corsage now?
Right.
Because it always was on... pinned on your dress, but now they make them so that it's on your wrist.
Right. A lot less pressure.
Right?
For a teenage boy to try and pin the corsage on, that's nervous.
It is, without poking the girl.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly a sharp object. Right? Yeah, you don't want to do
you
that.
You don't want to do that. So I'm waiting for the next big thing that they can come up with. Who knows? Maybe it'll be something for your hair.
There you go.
I don't know. I'm not the creative one, but I hope somebody out there does.
You'll see a lot of creative people on Sunday, I'm sure. How's everything going at the closet, by the way?
You know, we're really blessed. It's going really well. We've started selling even little girl dresses. So right now it's adorable because it's daddy and daughter dance coming up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Sure.
So we're getting a lot of those. And like I said, it's time for prom. So we're getting the girls trying on, and it's snow coming. That's another thing. Did you have snow coming when you were young? I had homecoming.
Is that the winter version of homecoming? No, we didn't.
Neither. And so when I heard about it, I'm like, you sure you don't mean homecoming? Nope, snow coming. So I'm learning things as I go myself.
No, you know what we had? We had dances. We're going to have a dance on Friday night.
Yes.
Okay, but now a dance is an event.
It's an event because I don't think they have them as often as when we were in school.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Because it was a couple times a month on a Friday night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And you didn't have to dress up and you didn't have to make a big deal of it, but you do now. And that's fine.
And that's good.
How they
and
like
that's
it.
Why the closet is here for them all. So when they do have the dance, we can dress them up.
And as you said, you know, moms out there that are, you know, cleaning out their daughter's closets after they're long gone from the house and finding all these formal dresses from their high school years, you can bring them into the closet.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's so interesting because all the girls have different tastes, different styles.
Of course.
That's what makes us all us, right? In general. So I love to see the girls try on such different looks. And I can always tell because when they come out, their mom will say, do you love that? Do you like it? And you can always tell by their face. And I'm always thinking, nope, that's not the one. That's not the one. And then they'll come out with that great big smile. And it's like, that's it, isn't it? Yes. So that's what we want is when they come out and they look in the mirrors when they feel beautiful in the dress. That's what we look for the girls. And like you said, this helps a beautiful me, because all the proceeds from the closet goes right back into that program, which we help girls of all ages with programs, workshops, special events. So it's a good thing.
Fantastic. Prom Expo at Sperry's this Sunday at noon, and I hope you get a great turnout. It was a great idea.
Thank you. And also, we're going to be open 2 to 4 after.
Okay.
Afterwards, so if they've seen a dress that they liked, come on over to the closet afterwards, because we're going to be open for 2 hours after the show.
All right. Very good. Prom season right around the corner.
Yes.
But you know what that means, Lorianne?
What does it mean?
Spring is right around the corner.
Oh, keep your fingers crossed. Keep your fingers crossed.
We are ready for it. Lorianne Vogt, thanks for coming.
Thank
in.
Thank you.
It is 8:48 now here on WPHM.